It sits on a flat gravel mud-soaked lot, the irony of the name not lost on its residents. 17 months after Katrina, nearly 200 people uprooted by a hurricane still live in Mount Olive Gardens. Whole families packed into 200-square-foot FEMA trailers they now call home.
God can't let this happen.
Chris Davis is one of the displaced from New Orleans now living near Baton Rouge. Like many here, he watched the president's speech, his rage rising with every word. There were 5,596 words in the president's speech last night in reaction to the fact that not a single one was either Katrina or Louisiana, was felt not only here in tiny Mount Olive Gardens, but all across the Gulf.
The pangs of the hurricane are yesterday's news in Washington.
There's been a lot said, very little done, and now we've evolved to the point where there's even very little, if nothing, being said.
To a point where in places like Mount Olive Gardens, words like relief and recovery now seem as empty to them as last night's presidential address. Armin Katayan, CBS News, Baton Rouge, Louisiana.